Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 164 for October 5th, 2006, OpenX. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hello, partner. Good to see you. Come on down to the Daily GizWiz Corral. Mean old hombre Dick DiBartolo has another gadget for you. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Leo.
How are you?
I'm real good.
I'm a little punchy. I've been drinking Senseo since 4 a.m. That coffee good.
Well, what we're doing today, Leo, is the lowest tech gadget I have ever done.
More low tech than the spork?
What was the spork?
It was a spoon and a fork.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, now you ruined next week's podcast.
No, that was going to be the turn the tables.
That was going to be the turn the tables? Right. Okay. And only because several letters came in about it. And this one is from Rick Parker. I heard you complaining on the 99th episode about dealing with blister packs and how that mystery candy corn thing on your website, that was a what the heck is it?
Right.
Could not do the job.
Could not.
I've been doing a gadget for a month now. It does a great job on blister packs. It's called OpenX. It sounds like some sort of computer protocol, but it's sold on this website, which is myopenx.com.
MyOpenX.
MyOpenX.com. And the funny thing is, Leo, I said, that sounds so familiar. So I went into one of my cases of stuff, and it turned out that I wrote the manufacturer of OpenX in February.
You're kidding.
No, and he had sent me one. So I went around opening some boxes. This is really neat. And I'll go on because it was very funny. He said, the Boston Sun's humor columnist, Kevin Cowherd. Now, if that doesn't sound like a Mad Magazine name.
I love Kevin Cowherd's stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what the name of their technology columnist is?
No.
Hiawatha Bray. So there's something in the water in Boston. I don't know what it is.
I think so. Baltimore, right?
Oh, you said Baltimore? Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore.
I said Boston. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I do know I know Kevin Cowherd's stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he talked about it in his column, and this man's wife produces his podcast, and they ordered one, and they've been opening packages and saving their fingers. It's $4.98, and it works in a couple of ways. It has two blades. One is a hidden blade that comes out when you push a button, and you have to physically keep the little knife button pressed in order for this knife to come out. But it really cuts through those heavy-duty packages. And then it has a little recessed knife for opening, like slicing open a boiling bag. And
this could open anything.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's
you could do surgery with it if you had a hard time breathing. You could do a tracheotomy with it.
You know what? Maybe we'll do that when I'm up in Canada. I'll bring it. Oh, I can't bring it.
No, better not. You can say it's an OpenX, but sorry, sir. You're
You know what? A quick question. Do you carry all your luggage aboard when you go to...
Not anymore, because I like to use deodorant and shampoo and toothpaste. I've got good hygiene.
Right, you don't check anything when you go to Canada?
Well, I check, I check my whole bag. I mean, I'm saying I have to check. I didn't used to check. I used to do everything carry-on, but now, because of those rules, they've eased them, by the way. And since you're only coming up for a day, you could bring a little tiny deodorant, a little tiny mouthwash.
You can bring 3 ounces.
And then you put it in a plastic Ziploc.
Right.
And so you pull it out, and they x-ray it. Like, that tells them something.
They x-ray the plastic bag?
They x-ray your shampoo. Anyway, I'm not. Don't get me started. Because I believe in safety, and I fly a lot. I'm glad they're being cautious. But I have to, sometimes I have to wonder at the at some of the precautions, because they don't seem like they make a lot of sense, and, you know, I could be wrong.
Wait a minute. This is not head and shoulders. This is head and thighs.
Why, that's summer's eve. What are you doing with that? So, you know, I don't know. If it were explosive, would it x-ray differently? I don't know. But anyway, that's the way they do it. So,
well,
since you're coming up for a day,
you could just
bring a small little travel size. But I'm there for a week. I need a lot of deodorant.
Yeah, I would get more than you've been bringing, because I've been on your show several times.
I could bring extra, yes.
I think you should.
I think maybe I will, yes.
I've stand next to you under those hot lights.
Okay.
More than once.
That's a pretty image. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, OpenX is...
Now,
I said,
where do you get it? Can you buy it?
You can buy... I think the only place is on their website.
The amazing OpenX.
OpenX. OpenX, myopenx.com.
You know, it kind of looks like an X-Acto knife, but it's safer.
Yes, it is. And the thing is, they mailed me mine, since I didn't buy it. They just sent me mine in an envelope. My question is,
does it come in a blister pack?
If it comes in a blister pack,
what do you open it with?
Well, then I think you have to go to the factory and get one unpacked.
You know, I might buy these because they're only four. Bless you.
Sorry about that.
Are you coming down with something? You sneezed yesterday.
I did.
I hope you're not getting sick.
Well, wait. Well, now, yesterday we were on a little bit earlier. So if it's a 24-hour something, I only have 9 minutes more of it.
Okay, good. Okay. Ooh, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Huh. I like this OpenX. I mean, it's $5. If you buy three, they ship it free. I mean, this just seems like a good idea.
I think so, too.
And you and I, of all people.
Oh,
I mean, we open a lot of these things.
I am so tired. I think the people who blister pack those things should be shot.
Well, we're not calling for violence.
No, we're not calling for violence.
No, but I agree.
But they should be blister packed.
Yes, and then shot.
and then just hung. They should be blister packed, and then someone should be given a minute to get them out of the blister pack. Without having the use of an open.
Have you ever cut yourself on one of those blister packs? I have.
I have.
They're very sharp. I don't understand how they can get away with that. Isn't there some sort of liability?
You know what? That's very interesting.
Those things are dangerous.
Because if you cut them at an angle, and I have a terrible eye, I can't cut a straight line. Yes, the edges of them are like knife blades.
Like knife blades. So this is a good idea. And the blade is hidden. I suppose even a kid could use this, because you really couldn't cut yourself with this. Could you?
Well, if you
stuck your tongue in it.
Yeah. No, well, no. If you use your thumb and have the blade out with one hand, you could essentially cut your other hand.
But it'd be hard to do because it's kind of inside the teeth, isn't it? I mean,
See the blade sticking out the bottom?
Yeah.
That's what you use for the blister.
Oh, it's at the bottom. Oh.
You see that big tab?
Okay, see, I was looking at the slide blade inside.
Oh, no, the slide. Right, the slide thing is for...
That's for, like, CDs or something.
Exactly, because some of those blister packs have that welded edge that you can't even get it started.
Right, right.
So you tend to open it more around inside the welded edge.
And there is a warning on the website that it's an extremely sharp blade. Keep out of reach of children. It also they also warn you that when the package is cut, the plastic edges are sharp, which is true.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You know, we would, at Tech TV, when we got gadgets, many of them come in blister packs. And, boy, the guys who ran the library, the labs where the gadgets would come, they check them in. And they were so good at opening these. They must have had one of these. They would open these up, just a little slit, take out the gadget. They'd put a little ID number on it, put the gadget back in. And then when we were done with it, they'd put it all together again and ship it back. You'd barely know they'd opened the thing.
Wow.
They were really good at that. And, you know, I don't know about you, but because we always send everything back. But it never fits back in the box.
Oh, it's like there's some secret thing that it expands.
It's like it inflated, yeah. It just, it never fits back in.
It's funny because I was unpacking something that we're going to talk about on an upcoming show, and I sometimes what I do is I just get a little bin to put each gadget in so all the stuff can stay in the same
That's
bin.
A good idea.
Yeah. But I started out, before I opened it, there was a big bin with this little box in it. And then today, before the show, I started opening stuff. And suddenly I look over and like the bin is chock full of stuff, but it's still, everything was originally in that little box.
I don't understand. How does it happen?
It's like those toy snakes, you know, in the can, you turn the can and the snakes pop out.
Yeah. And you never can get, or the clown car. It's just, yeah. How do they get all that stuff in the little blister pack? Maybe that's the secret of the blister pack.
I think that's what it is. It's under pressure.
Ah,
they get all that stuff in there, and then like a giant machine, and it goes,
pushes it in.
More power, yeah. More power, and then they seal it, and they go, "Don't go near that."
You go, boing! It opened, boing. Right.
Let the customer worry about that. When that opens, there she blows. Yeah, blister packs are not our friends.
No, they aren't. And well, thanks to OpenX, we can kill them dead. And do we have a letter, sir?
We absolutely do. Let me just get to my letter file. Dick, I love the show. I have a 15-minute drive to work every morning, and you, Leo, get me smiling through the traffic. On a recent show, the two of you discussed unusual place names. When it comes to unusual place names, I don't think you can beat the province of Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Wife, Newfoundland. My wife.
Newfoundland. No Newfoundland.
Right. No. My wife is a Newfoundlander.
She's
right?
A Newfoundlander.
A Newfoundlander.
Newfoundler. You know,
she's from that place.
They call them Newfies.
Do they?
But I don't think that's polite.
Oh, okay.
I think if you say somebody's a Newfie, they could beat you up.
Okay.
So
she
wouldn't want to call this guy's wife a Newfie.
No, she's a Newfoundlander.
But then I don't think she'd like that either.
Okay. She's
a Newfoundler. She's a Newfoundler.
Right.
Newfoundlander.
Right.
A Newfoundlander.
She lives in Newfoundland.
No. Newfoundland.
Right. She's not from the Bronx.
No.
This woman is not from the Bronx.
You know, Newfoundland is beautiful. And the people in Newfoundland are great. I've always wanted to go to Newfoundland. And please don't.
Oh, wait a minute, Leo.
What?
My wife is a Newfoundlander. I visited the Providence many times. The Newfies, as we are affectionately, okay, sometimes not so affectionately called, have a blessed sense of humor and a really wry outlook on life. So obviously they know the phrase. You can certainly see why they have chosen to be called, you can see they have a sense of humor by what they have called a number of their towns. See the list below. Keep up the good work. My best to Leo, and it's Peter, AGULAR. So these are some towns. Bad Boy.
Bad Boy, Newfoundland?
Bad Boy. Bear Need, B-A-R-E, Need.
Bear Need.
Bleak Joke Cove.
Bleak Joke Cove?
No, Bleak.
Oh, Bleak. Bleak,
okay, Bleak Joke.
Different image. Bleak Joke.
I think, right. That's where our podcast headquarters are.
Bleak Joke they? Cove, yes. Yes.
Right. That's where our transmitter is.
Beautiful Bleak Joke Cove.
Cove.
Yes.
Bumblebee Bite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this
Calves
is neat.
Nose.
Calves Nose.
Right. Confusion Bay. I like that. Where were you sailing when you got lost? I was out on Confusion Bay.
You know, when on the cruise, we visited Disenchantment Bay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. They call it Disenchantment Bay because when the explorers got there, they thought it might be the Northwest Passage, and they sail into it. It's this little dinky bay, and they became disenchanted.
Oh, how interesting.
Seems like that's an awful nice word for what happened, but that's what that... Yeah. We're just disenchanted. I want to give up the whole thing.
Ha-ha Bay.
Ha-ha Bay.
Yeah, Ha-ha Bay.
That's my favorite Mexican dish.
Ha-ha Bay.
Ha-ha
Bay. You know, yeah, I had it for lunch. I think it was just humorous. I don't think it was funny.
Mildly amusing. Bay.
Mildly amusing.
Yes.
You call this ha ha?
No, it's this mildly
is,
amusing.
This
bay.
Is mildly amusing.
Yes. We're amusing ourselves anyway. I'm glad
we're
enjoying this. I hope you are too.
We're having a hell of a time.
Thanks to Peter of Toronto. Heart's Desire, Jerry's Nose.
Wow.
Misery Point.
Misery Point. If you've ever been in Newfoundland in the winter, you know why that was named.
Misery Point. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'll do, let's see, Run by Guess. That's a funny thing. And Snake's Bite. Oh, but spelled B-I-G-H-T.
Bite, yes.
Yeah,
I think that's an old English word that means pimple.
Oh.
No, okay. I don't know what it means. It means something, bite. I know that word, B-I-G-H-T.
Right. And the final one is Wreck Cove, W-R-E-C-K, Wreck Cove.
Wreck Cove.
That's the place with a lighthouse, the light never worked.
Oh.
Wreck Cove.
Wreck Cove. They wrecked in the cove. Hey, you know what? A bite, B-I-G-H-T, is a recess of coast or bay or the curved part of a rope.
Exactly.
It's used in knot tying. It's a term, a knot tying term.
Oh, I know that.
So if you were gonna use that in a sentence, you'd say, when I tied a French bowline or bowline.
A bowline.
The bowline on a bite forms two loops. You know that. You're a sailor. You're a nautical type. You've heard the word bite.
Oh, what are you kidding? I could tie a granny in about 4 minutes.
You know knots, don't you? Don't you know some knots?
I know some knots. I tied a granny once. She was so mad. I never got a box of cookies ever
never
again.
Stop tying the granny.
I know some knots. I know square knots. I can make a bowline. I can do
bowlines
a bowline.
Bowlines are good.
Make a loop around the rabbit goes around the pole, up the hole, and down the center.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for the Newfoundland town names. Those are amazing.
They're very cute. Very cute.
Amazing. Dick, we'll see you tomorrow for
I'll be here.
Turn the Table Tuesday. No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'll see you tomorrow tomorrow for Dick's Gadget. Bye, Dick.
Right. Bye. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.